What is the key message in your study?
The key message of the study is that it's important to have a helicopter view of the situation regarding all the determinants of malnutrition, because lack of progress in some areas may hinder progress or efforts to improve access to health and other services that are key for malnutrition they act as binding constraints. These were messages that were initially prominent, when the UNICEF model of malnutrition was generated in the early 1990s, but somehow it seems to me that efforts to more focus has been placed on exploiting synergies on within sector specific nutrition sensitive interventions, and less so on interventions that have to do across sectors. The message of the study is that the synergies of cross-sectoral interventions are much stronger and they need to be taken advantage of in a more concerted fashion.
What do you mean by synergies and interaction in this context?
Yeah, synergies basically is the term used to denote the fact that when you do two things at a time, you may end up getting something that is over and above of doing each one of these things separately. The so-called multiplier effects that you can get by having simultaneous access to let's say water health, improved water and food security, for example. People have access to improved water but don't have access to improved food security, and vice versa. People have access to improved food security but don't have access to improved water. But if you have access to both at the same time, you may get some very extra additional benefits in terms of reducing malnutrition. So that's the concept of synergies. Related to what I said in the earlier question, it seems that these synergies remain to be taken advantage of. Policies tend to be focused on only one sector, and progress is easier to make in focusing on one sector. But on the other hand, if progress could be made in two or three sectors simultaneously, much more could be achieved in terms of reducing malnutrition.
What is your recommendation for policymakers in regards to improve child nutrition?
So I think another message that comes out in terms of policy considerations is there has to be coordination among the different ministries, and efforts to do progress in only in one of the sectors or one of the ministries with regard to malnutrition are going to run into problems unless the other sectors or ministries move along at the same pace. To do that, you need to have some authority or some super ministerial, if you like, unit that is considers the issues of malnutrition from a broad perspective, and tries to coordinate the different ministries for the purpose of reducing malnutrition, what it takes to do to reduce malnutrition. I think that's the main message that can be derived from this study. somehow this seems to have fallen by the wayside over the years, and this is sort of the message that comes out from this study, is basically repeating the early messages of the UNICEF model for malnutrition. A lot of people say, you know, it's easy to when you lose your keys, it's easy to look for them under the light, and it seems that that's how the efforts to malnutrition have evolved. Different sectors trying to do different things, very sort of limited to their own purview, and losing sight of the big picture.